Okay, just okay. Two scheduling notes. Number one, tomorrow, daf is at 6 o'clock, not 6:10. 6 o'clock, 6 to 6:40, 40-minute dafim, and then 6:40 will be slichas. So just 10 minutes earlier, and then we'll have a little shortened daf. And anybody who's here right now and slichas ended just over 5 hours ago is it really shows a Kadosh Baruch Hu that. You know, the Mesiris Nefesh, that what it is to be a Lomei Torah, to be an Eved Hashem, and especially this time of year, it's not easy, and to keep up this commitment, you know, I have to be here. But anybody sitting in the audience here will also has to be here in a general sense, but not as much. But Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful to have a Zebra like this. Okay. We'll start with the two dots on the Zion Mabez. I hope you enjoyed Birchas Erison and Mitoch yesterday. I just want to say two Ha'aris. I can't not say anything about Birchas Erison from yesterday's daf, but just two Ha'aris from before the two dots. I'm not going to read the Gemara. But one is, I was once in somebody's house, and the Balabayas was making Kiddush on Friday night, and he made Kiddush. The second bracha, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvot Avrasavanu, V'Shabbat Kasho Be'Avrasi Chalanu, Zikron L'Maseh Bereishis. Tchila le, right? Mikra Kodesh Zechel Esias Mitzrayim. So he said, and afterwards he said, I go like the Gro, because the Gro says you don't say Ki Hu Yom, right? At the Shabbos you list all three. You say Zechel Maaseh Bereishis, Tchila Mikra Kodesh Zechel Esias Mitzrayim. It's all three related to Shabbos. He says, and that's what you spoke. And he was saying as if that's what he was supposed to do. So there was another rub in the house, and he said, you know, Rashi said Ki Hu Yom. So everybody's like, Rashi? How do you know what Rashi said? You know, the Rambam or the Gra. So what does Rashi say? He says, Ksuba Stav Zayin. So we're like, okay, show us. See, we went to Rashi. So if you see Rashi, the fifth to last Rashi on Amud Beis over here, he says, in Dibur Maskil Midi, says, Dibahi Chasmina Mishim Diyesh Bahefsik Kagon Kihu Yom Tchilo Lemikroi Kodesh. Rashi has Kihu Yom in there in his Kiddush, in his version of Kiddush. That's number one, even though some leave out Kihu Yom, but at least it's a Rashi. Number two, it's interesting when the Gemara says what is Birchas Erusin compared to? Again, Machlokas, Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Shavach Vodah, Rosh, Rambam, Ritva. The Gemara says, do you compare it to Birchas Peros and Birchas HaMitzvos? Do you compare it to those shortened brachas, or do you compare it to Kiddush? So at Birchas HaPeros and Birchas HaMitzvos, do you compare it to Birchas HaMitzvos? Rashi says, previous Rashi, Birchas HaMitzvos, Al HaShchitav Al HaMila. So Rashi gives two examples, Shchita and Mila. Out all the examples Rashi could give, why does Rashi pick those two to give? Oh yeah, marriage is like Shchita and Mila. What about Lulav? What about Shofar? Why Dafka is Shchita and Mila picked? So maybe he's alluding to an idea that we've mentioned in the past. Rav Schechter has a beautiful piece on this in Eretz HaTzvi and Siman Gimel, where he talks about, from Rav Soloveitchik, that there are two kinds of Birchas HaMitzvos. There's a bracha, meaning because you find a number of places where you have two brachas related to a mitzvah. Why should you have two brachas related to one mitzvah? When you have mila, you have an al hamila, and you have al knisa b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. Why two brachas? One mitzvah. Tefillin. You have two brachas for tefillin. L'haniyah tefillin and al mitzvah tefillin. And they're not each for one shel yad and one shel rosh, because the Ramah Paskins, even if you only have a shel rosh, you say both brachas on the shel rosh. So you see, they're both brachas related to the same mitzvah. So why do you have this? You have two brachas related to a mitzvah. So he explained that sometimes there's a bracha, most of the time there's a bracha on a maisa hamitzvah, on the act of doing the mitzvah. But then sometimes there's a bracha on the chalos ha-mitzvah, which means sometimes when you do a mitzvah as a recognition that there has been a status change, so we make a bracha. It's a different type of birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a chalos ha-mitzvah. It's bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah. So he suggested that's what happens by mila. Ala mila, it's a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah. La hachnisa, b'vitzah shel Avraham Avinu, there's a chalos mahol. This child is now Jewish. So once the child is out Jewish, so that bracha, as a recognition of that, we say lahach niso. That's what happens by even. We'll get the tefillin in a second, but that's what happens maybe by shchita. He says, right? There's a shachut. There's a chalos heter shchita. That's what happens by. He suggests tevila. That maybe is not just a bracha on a maisa mitzvah, but now he is tavul, and that's what happens by kiddushin as well. As you're going to show, Tzivara al arayos, now she is an ashes ish, so that is also a chalos on a maisa mitzvah. So maybe one could suggest that that's why Rashi quotes daf for those two, because we're talking about kiddushin, and why does Rashi quote shchita and mila? He suggests because shchita also, the Maisa Shchita Eino Maisa Mitzvah Be'emes, Ela Shashchita Shemeshes Kematir, Lasir Isser Ever Menachai, Ve'isser Nevela, Shafarama Mod, etc. Even though it's a Chalos Shchita, and therefore the bracha relates. Sometimes you have two brachas, but even by certain mitzvahs, you only have one bracha, that bracha might itself be a bracha on the Chalos, the Chalos HaMitzvah. He even suggested, and this was a big chiddush, but it explains a number of sources, maybe even tefillin as well. Tefillin, there's a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah tefillin, l'haniach tefillin, you put on the tefillin, but also when a person wears tefillin, there's a different gavra, there's a chalos gavra, different when you wear tefillin. And he proves that for the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says, what's a poshe Yisrael begufan? What is somebody negligent in with not doing a mitzvah with their body? The Gemara says, karkafta de l'manach tefillin. A person who doesn't wear tefillin. There are many mitzvahs that a person can't do. And what's karkafta, a gavra, a person? Karkafta is a skull, literally. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, no, that's the point, because when one wears tefillin, there's a chalos shame, different person when you put on tefillin. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin, when you wear tefillin, you're an anav, you're a shamayim, and you're a different person when you wear tefillin. So that's also, haniyach tefillin and al mitzvah tefillin are two different brachas. So maybe that's why Davka quotes, by Berchas HaMitzvah, he quotes those two. Benon, you were upset about something? So peros and mitzvah. So if you say Pircha the peros is a matir, so there's a chalos heter. So maybe there's a chalos heter. You say there's a chalos heter once you're mat to the fruit. There's a chalos heter, now you're allowed to eat it. It also does something. It's not just lulav and another maisa, nothing against lulav. Not just a lulav and mak, and in the others, it was a pure maisa. Maybe one could connect. And even Berchas Peiros, there's a chalos there in a different way. Okay, so there's a lot more by Berchas Eirison, but I leave that for yesterday. Tana Rabbanan, two dots. It's enough to talk about today as well. Mevarchin Berchas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva. Says the Gemara, we say Sheva Brachas all 7 days. All 7 days of after the marriage. We'll get to later, Bez Hashem, what's the latest you can say Sheva Brachas? You can say Sheva Brachas all week. Amar Rav Yehuda, V'hu Sheba'u Panim Chadashos. That's only if Panim Chadashos are there. New people, if there are new people there, so that's when one could say Sheva Brachas. Tosfos here has two limitations. Bottom Tosfos, V'hu Sheba'u Panim Chadashos, Omeri, the Panim Chadashos in Korei Ela B'bnei Adam, Shemarbim B'Shvilam HaSimcha Yoser. Panim Chadashos is only by people that bring more Simcha. Marbim B'Shvilam HaSimcha Yoser. You know, there's more Simcha when the Chassid Kala is so very happy to see them. Somebody doesn't really care about the person, so then that doesn't qualify as Panim Chadashos. Number two says Tosfos, V'Shabbos, V'Chashvin and Panim Chadashos. Shabbos, you don't need Panim Chadashos, says Tosfos. Right? Shabbos is Panim Chadashos. Two limitations of two halachas of Tosfos. If you look at the Rambam does not have either of these. When the Rambam quotes the halacha Panim Chadashos, he does not quote Shabbos being an exception. He does not quote that there's a requirement that have to be more of a simcha. In Ilchas Brachas, Perak Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam quotes Sheva Brachas. Brachas Usha Mosivin Berchas Achatzanim. He quotes when do you say Asher Bara, only when they quote others. And he says, Avalim Hayu Ochlan Acherim Shloshamu Berchas Tisuin Mishas Tisuin, Mevarchin Bishvilan Acher Berchas Amazon Sheva Brachas, Kedarshim Mevarchim Shas Tisuin, Voshayu Asara Chatzanim in a minion. Okay, and they count as part of the minion, which we'll get to later. So the Rambam doesn't mention any of these. So the question is, what does Rambam not hold of it? So the Achronim assume that this is a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rush. What is the purpose of Panim Chadashos? If you're Medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam says, if there are those that didn't hear Sheva Brachas, Mivarchin Bishvilon, Achar Berchas Amajan Sheva Brachas. We make a bracha for them. What do you mean for them? It's for the Chasun and the Kala. What do you mean for these people? No. According to the Rambam, it's a big chiddush. What is Sheva Brachas? According to most Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos and others, Panim Chadashos. What's Panim Chadashos about? It's Simcha. It's Tosefes Simcha. It's Ribui Simcha. And as long as there is Tosefes Simcha, so then you can have Panim Chadashos. It's, one might say, a reenactment of the wedding. It's a reenactment of the weddings. That's why you're more. When you see somebody that wasn't at the wedding, you're more Simcha, and therefore you can make a. You can make it again. Shabbos, maybe you don't need Panim Chadashos because you're B'Simcha at Shabbos. You're B'Simcha, so you don't need Panim Chadashos. The Rambam says, no, it's a Chi of Gavra on these people to bless the Chasan and the Kala. That's what it is. It's a Chi of Gavra on these other people. It's more not focused on the Chasan and the Kala. It's focused on the people. What does Shabbos have to do with it? It's a chiyuv gaber for me to give brachas to the chassan and the kala. That's what he says, mavarchin bishvilan. That's why Shabbos doesn't make a difference. That's why Tosefta Simcha, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. And that's why even unbelievable diyuk, it's in Hilchas Brachas. It's not in Hilchas Ishus. Hilchas Ishus, that would be a wedding thing. But this is in Hilchas Brachas? Panav Chadashas? Yeah, because it's a Chiyav Gavra. It's a Bracha. It's a Chiyav Bracha that I have to make in this situation. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simon Samach Beis and Eben Ezra. He says, this Rambam is very Mechudish. That's what it seems to be. That it's a Bracha, Kachu Ikra Inyan, Ladasa Rambam. Brachos elu levarich es hazug sheyatzlichu. Right? But it's chiyuv mutal al kol ish miYisrael kishabola henos lebeis chasunas hazug. Yeah. Oh, does the panim chadashos have to get one of the shavar brachos? But it says mevarich bishvilon. You still have shomei kaona. So, that could have been a nafkamina. But there are other nafkaminas. The Ritva here has two opinions. If the panim chadashos come at night, is that enough to have Sheva Brachas the next day, even if they're not there anymore? He quotes, the Tosfos Rishonos say, "Debiyom shebo panim chadashos afilu ba'ol balayla mavarchin layla v'yom avo bishayino shamimahem the panim chadashos ba'ol balayla asu kol hayom ki yom rishon shemavarchin sham layla v'yom." They come at night. It's like all yom rishon. It's all like the wedding day. And then he quotes the Tosfos Achronos that say no. If they left, they left. So again, what's the machlokas? If it's about Tosefes Simcha, so once they come, you might be besimcha the whole day. You're so happy that they came last night. But if it's a chiyuv gavra on these people, so obviously after they left, one wouldn't be able to do it. What about a katan? Could a katan be a pan chadash? Katanim. So there's a discussion where the stipler has in his Kiyur Ksuba Simin, the end of Simin Vav. He says, it'll be totally on this machlokas. If you say panim chadash is about Tosefes Simcha, Tosefes Rosh and others, so you could be happy if you have a cut in there. Wonderful, simple. What's the problem? But if you say it's a chiyuv on the people involved coming to give a bracha, a cut is part of the mitzvahs. A cut is a bar chiyuvas. Therefore, a cut wouldn't be allowed to function as a part of chadashas. An extension of this, I saw in the Nisuin Kelchasa here. He has what happens if you have a katan. This is always a nafkamina. A katan shenisgadol b'sof shivas yemei mishta. A katan that becomes bar mitzvah during Sheva Brachas. And he was at yesterday's. He was at yesterday's Sheva Brachas. But today, he's a gadol. So is that even if you want to say he was good yesterday, he's good enough today. So says that the Nisuin Kelchasa discusses that. If he becomes a... Where's that one? Katan shehigdol tol shivas yemei mishta, tzorech birur im ato l'achar shehigdol nachshav kapanim chadash. He doesn't quote anybody. He quotes it, tzorech iyun. So again, you might say it's totally on our chakir. If you say it didn't simcha, so then he was here yesterday. There's no more simcha. You already had the simcha yesterday. So, but according to the Rambam, it was a chiyuv bracha. Now he has a chiyuv. Now he has a new chiyuv gavra. So therefore, maybe he can function as a pan chadash. And one more, the Shita B'Kubetzes here discusses how many panim chadashos do you need? Right? Do you need, as it says, panim chadashos? Do you need two? So we try to be machmir like in Shulchan Aruch for all these opinions. Did he two? The Shita B'Kubetzes quotes two opinions here. He says you might say it's just one. One panim chadashos means in general one every night. Yesh bi she'omer to be ina l'kol apachas shnayim. Some say two, and he says v'tu usahu. Right? The Rava quotes as a toas. No, you only need one. V'ribo yapanim denaka l'fi rova yamim mi'abachol yom b'chan sagi. So again, this might be totally on the issue. If you say it's a dinin chiyuv like the Rambam chiyuv brachas, why should you need two? Each person that comes should have the chiyuv bracha to be mavarich them. But if you say it's a din in ribui simcha, then maybe you could say, you know, there's a standard of simcha that has to be achieved, and that's why maybe one would need to. So again, these are all different issues that would be tali. Again, there's more on the issue of panim chadashos. Is it chiyuv on kol echad ve'echad, like the Rambam says, or do you say it is just a din in tosefes simcha of the chasim nekal? Can a woman be a pan chadash? But the Pisgei Tshuva says no. Should not be a pan. So I don't know what that would be totally on. Right? Unless the chiyuv gavra. You want to say the chiyuv was only on the... It's not as man grama. Why should they be excluded? Right? So I'm not sure what you need somebody who could be... if you need for a minion, then a katan would be excluded too. Okay. In terms of women?
No. In terms of...
need two. Which nafkamina? You need two? Katan should try not to have a katan.
Is that for the cousin?
So we have both ideas. Both ideas are true. We could get.
So
we try to be machmer, I think, by both. A katan, we try not to have a katan, and we try to have two. And you know, we're machmer. We Shabbos, I think, the minhag olam is not to require, not to depend on chadashos against the Rambam. Okay, so my shalosh shudis is a question. That's a question. You need panim chadashas by shalosh shudas. That's a discussion. So my mevarich, my mevarich. So you need panim chadashas for shavu bracha. So what bracha do you say? So yesterday we had the bracha of berachas erusin. So now we have berachas disuin. What are the shavu brachas? Amar Rav Yehuda, baruch Hashem lakein alchalam, shahakol bara lichvado, yotzer adam. Asher yotzer adam b'salmo b'salam. When the mechubid, I get to say all the brachas. Asher yotzer adam b'salmo b'salam debus tavniso v'iskol yemena b'yana dayad baruch Hashem yotzer ha'adam. Those are the first three. Let's stop there for a minute. Rashi goes through this long top Rashi why he discusses the topic of bracha hasmucha l'chavrta. Right, whenever you have a unit of brachas together, only the first one gets a bracha to Hashem and the others don't. Shemona Esrei, only the first bracha has a bracha to Hashem and all the others do not start with a bracha to Hashem because they are smucha l'chavrta. If a bracha is not smucha l'chavrta, it always has to start with bracha to Hashem. So Rashi discusses why the first few of the Sheva brachas all start with bracha to Hashem. Right, if you said a bray per gafin, now you say shakol baralach vado. What do you have a bracha to Hashem there? You just said a bracha. You just said it. So Rashi explains that shakol baralach vado. That one is a really different type of bracha than the others because that bracha is just for the kavod of the asifas ha'am. Shakol, you see so many Jews coming together. So really, we should even make that bracha when everybody comes together, even at the beginning of the wedding. So you wait to say it with all the other brachas, but really it's not part of the unity. So you say bracha to Hashem. So then Rashi deals with why do you say two brachas to Hashem? So the next two brachas, Yotzer Ha'adam and Asher Yotzer Ha'adam Etzalmo, that also has two brachas to Hashem. So Rashi explains, really, those are alluded to two separate yetzirahs, which the Gemara is going to discuss. And Rashi goes through the rest, why each the rest of them do not get a bracha to Hashem, because they are all connected, part of the unit. There is a discussion we mentioned before, that is some Misadri Kiddushin have the minhag of trying to have the first two brachos said by the same person. Right, the first two brachas will be said by Rabbi so-and-so. Why? What are the first two brachas? So somebody told me last night that in Europe, one Rav said all the brachas. One Rav, Yakizut. I'm saying one Rav says all the brachas. Okay, that's also, that was it. So now, that was split up. But even though our minhag is to split them up, the first two brachas sometimes there's a kapeta to put together. Why? So the reason is because, as we know, birchas ha-mitzvah, or birchas shavach, you could be motzi somebody else. Right, I say the bracha, Shomekona, you say amen, Kiddush. I say the bracha and you say amen. Or any type of birchas ha-mitzvah. I make the bracha on lulav, I be the Baal Tokeah says the bracha for shofar, and we all say amen, and we're all yotzei. Birchas ha-nehenin, unless I'm being yotzei, I cannot make the bracha for you. I can't say ha-eitz and you eat the apple, if I'm not also eating an apple. If I'm also eating an apple, fine. But if I'm not participating in the hana, then the usual rule by Berchas Hanehenin is that I cannot make the bracha for you, because I'm not mechuyev in this bracha. If I want to eat the apple, I can eat the apple, and you can say amen. So the question is, though, what happens if you have a Berchas Hanehenin in the context of a mitzvah? That's what the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah discusses. Like Kiddush. Kiddush has a boy paragafen in it. That's a Berchas Hanehenin. But because that's in the context of a mitzvah, we allow Shomea Ka'ona also. But what about Sheva Brachas? Bori Priya Gafen, are those brachas all together or are those separate? You're going to have the rabbi say Bori Priya Gafen, he's going to go sit down, he's not going to drink anything. The chassid and the kallah are going to drink it 5 minutes. So that is why the kepeda is to have at least the first two brachos said by the same person. So that person, at least, it's more in the context of a mitzvah. That Bori Priya Gafen is also with Shakol Bora L'Chvodo. It could also can be seen better in the context of a mitzvah. Sometimes you have so many rabbis, too many kibbutim, you just can't put them together. So that's why many poskim say maker or din that can be separated. It's still in the context of a mitzvah, even if the first person does not say both brachas. But a Masada Kedushin who's on his toes has to make sure he tells the person who gets the first bracha not to talk until the chasa kala drink it a few minutes. Sometimes after you get the bracha, you go down, you give shkayach, you know, everybody gets up, great job. So after Rebbe Gafin, the Masada Kedushin has to tell him, keep quiet until they drink, because that bracha was for them. Also the chasa and the kala have to listen carefully, because that's their Bori Priya Gafin. And that's just a note on the first bracha. Yeah. The misconception is the Bori Priya Gafin is not special, so we'll give him something else. Right, give that like Maftar and Musaf. Right, Maftar and Musaf. You know, in the olden days, why they let the guy dive in Musaf? Because Maftar. What Maftar is an extra aliyah. It's not really one of the seven main aliyahs. Right, nowadays Maftar. Oh, they didn't give me Maftar. They only gave me Shishi. They only gave me a real aliyah. Right, so it's a misconception. Right, that people think Bori Priya Gafin is not a right. It's all about covet. Right, they gave me Yotzer HaAdam. They gave Yotzer Adam. They give that to the people who can't say the brachas properly. They break their teeth. They give me Yotzer Adam. I can't believe that. Right? So again, we have to realize all this covet amaduma. You know, we wait. They left out this title of mine. I have three jobs. They didn't say all three. They only said two. Right? So we have to make sure that we know what real covet is and covet hamaduma. Okay. Continuing. So we have a bracha about Yerushalayim. Rashi explains that second line in Rashi, right? You always have to remember Yerushalayim, so that's why we have a bracha about Yerushalayim. I once heard b'shem of Aaron Salvechik, a beautiful idea based on the pasuk that Rashi quotes. We all know, so what do we say? My right hand should be forgotten, and my tongue should stick to my palate. Right? If I forget Yerushalayim. Why dafka, the right hand and the tongue? What are those two? So Rav Aaron Salvechik explained, when you make an oath, when you make a shvua, what do you use? You use your right hand, and you use your tongue. Use your right hand to swear and use your tongue to make the declaration. So dafka, when we're forgetting our shvuah to always remember Yerushalayim, we say dafka, meshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini tibak l'shonu l'chiki. Dafka, the right hand and the tongue should be taken away because those are that's what we are forgetting when we violate our shvuah. Sameach tesamach reyim ha'ahuvim. Hope some of you have weddings to talk about soon so we can have some of these divrei Torah. Rav Shechter likes to say, based on this bracha, Reyim ha'ahuvim, that we think that there's a chi of ona, the husband has to the wife, chi of ona to certain responsibilities, physical responsibilities that the husband has to the wife. Rav Shechter likes to point out, the chi of ona is not just physical responsibilities. Ona literally means time. Time, and ona is a time period. There are different times of the month. There are times of the month of Reyim, there are times of the month of ahuvim. Reyim are friends, ahuvim are lovers. Reyim ha'ahuvim, there's always a chiyuv of ona, there's always a chiyuv to give time. Maybe even more important when it's reyim and not ahuvim. Again, reyim ha'ahuvim, that's, we have to realize that our relationship with our spouses are on two levels. Reyim and ahuvim, and therefore every day of the month, time should be spent together. Baruch Adah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bara Asav V'Sivcha Chazav Mekala, Gila Rina Disav V'Chedva, Ava V'Yachav V'Shalom V'Reyus, Mehera Hashem Elokeinu Yishev Avara Yehuda V'Chozi Yishalayim, Kol Sasav V'Kol Simcha, Kol Sasav V'Kol Kala, the Bracha Achrita, Kol Mesal Chazanim Mechubasam U'Na'orim Mishteni Ginasam, Baruch Adah Hashem Esameh Chazan Im HaKala. So we know when we say Shema Brachas, it goes back all the way to the Zman HaGemara. These Brachas are Kim'at, the exact words that we have are said here. I just saw yesterday, and Rav Pinkus has a sefer on Habayis HaYehudi. I just opened it up yesterday afternoon to the back page, and he has a thought on a wedding. So I have to know exactly how to say this, because it's not under the chuppavart. It's a sheva brachis, you know, giving a message to the chassid and the kalavart. That we know it says at the end of Maseches Tainis, in the Mishnayis, it says, V'yom chasunasu v'yom simchas liba. And that's the pasuk from Ashir Ashirim, in the Medrash. The Mishnah Darshins, B'yom Chasunaso Zuma and Torah, B'yom Simchas Libo Zeh Hakamas HaMishkan. Right, that's the wedding day was Matan Torah, and the Simchas Libo, that was the Mishkan. So Rav Pinkus asks, you know, it seems like in the pasuk it's the same thing. Chasunaso Simchas Libo is referring to the same thing. So how could the Chazal Darshan is talking about two different times? Chasuna, that's the Matan Torah, and then Simchas Libo, you have a later event, you have the Mishkan. Shouldn't it be the same thing? So Rav Pinkus explains with a mashal. He says, "B'chol nisuin b'chasuna atzma ena simcha shleima." He says the love and the simcha is there by a marriage, but when does it become even more, there's more kiyum to the marriage, to the relationship? When does love grow? When there's a difference of opinion later on in the marriage, and when a couple has to deal with a difference of opinion and overcome that, and still stay a unified front and come to terms and compromise with each other after the first quote-unquote machlokes, strife, difference of opinion, however one wants to call it, that's when you see there's a kiyum to the marriage. Not just today, but in the future, after, you know, because everybody is different and we have differences of opinion. After that, and with still that strong, loving unit, so that's when we see that there's a kiyum. So, b'yom chasunaso, zema and Torah, but how do we know it's gonna, the relationship is forever, eternal? After the Egel, and there's still a Mishkan, and there's still a Mishkan, Kadosh Baruch Hu still has that permanent relationship with us. That's when there's the true Simcha. B'yom Simchas Libo is when the love is great, and we know the love is eternal. So you have to know, because you don't want to forecast machlokas, but you have to know that there's always differences of opinion. So the bracha is that a chazan and kala have to know that, you know, the now the love should grow and grow, even with differences of opinion. That's the message of the Hakamas HaMishkan, even after the marriage. Okay, period. Let's continue. Levi ikla lebei Rebbe behilula d'Reb Shimon Brei. Levi visited the house of Rebbe when his son was getting married. Brich chamesh, he said five brachas, not six. Forget Bari Pirah Gafen, that's a separate one. He said five instead of six. Meaning what? He only said one Yotzer HaAdam. We have two Yotzer HaAdam brachas. He only said one Yotzer HaAdam. Ravasi Yiklal Be Ravashi Behilul Demar Demar Brei Brachshis. He said six. One said five, one said six. So Leim B'Hakam Ipfliki. What was the machlokas about? Why did one say one Yotzer HaAdam, one say two? Demar Savar Chadi Yitzir HaVi, Demar Savar Shtir Yitzir HaVi. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. How to interpret this line? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. One says Chadi Yitzir HaVi. There was one stage of creation. Meaning, Adam and Chava were created as a two-faced being, again, it's a Gemara elsewhere, and later they were split. But really, there was only one stage of Yetzirah. That's the first opinion, and that's why you only see one Yetzirah Adam. The other opinion says, no, there were two Yetzirahs, there were two stages of creation. Man was created, and then a piece of man was taken out, his rib, whatever part of him was taken, and a set Chava was created afterwards. So, machlokes, Chada Yetziris, the Yetziris. Isn't that the machlokes, why you should say one or two Yotzer HaAdams? So Gemara says, lo, the Kuliyam Bachada Yetzirah Have, everybody agrees there was one Yetzirah. Mar Savar Basar Machshava Aslinu, and Bar Savar Basar Maisa Aslinu. No, everybody agrees there was one Yetzirah. The machlokes is, do you go after Kaviyachol, Hashem's thought? Hashem wanted to create us as two separate beings, or do you go by Maisa? Lo Maisa, what happened? We were created as one being. Kiha, like the following. To review the Rami, review they ask the following contradiction. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Vayivra Elokim es Adam b'tzalmo, Hashem created man in his image, singular. Viksiv, Zachar Nukeva Bira'am. He created male and female, Bira'am, them, in plural. So Haketzad. Were we created one or two? So Betchila Alam Achshav Alivra Shnayim Lebasav Nivra Echad. So what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol originally thought two and then created one. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Hava Mina Maskana, right? The Mefarshim at the end of Parshas Bereishis talk about this. Ki Nichamti Ki Asisim, Hashem changed his mind, he's upset. So obviously, the message for us is that there's an ideal by the Machshava, and there's an ideal by the Maisa. What exactly is the message here? So the Marsha here explains what happened here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create us as two, and then he created us as one. But then what happened what happened later? He split us anyway. He split. He wanted to create us as two. He said, no, not going to create you as one. And then he split us. So what happened? Didn't it ruin the whole thing? So the original Machshava did come about. Why didn't he just create us as two? So says the Marsha, it would be impossible to ever have the institution of marriage if we were created as two. Why? Because we're so different from each other. We're so different. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as two separate beings, male and female, nobody would ever get married. Kulo ketata, says the Marsha. We're just two different individual personalities. How is it possible for people to get together? Says the Marsha, b'chachmaso yizbarach. So what did he do? He created us as one. And then he separated us so that we get back together. By every marriage, it's really a reunification. It's really coming back to our original state to give us that natural netiya towards each other once we find the right person. Created originally as two, separated, and then come back. And I saw the Rav Aviner in a sefer he's also a sefer called Pirkei Ahava, Benishla Ishto. He writes, I'll give you a mashal. To answer, he says, quotes this idea of the Marsha. Give you a mashal. Right? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida that a child is taught Kol HaTorah Kula in utero. And then the Malach gives him a flick on the way out. Boom, he forgets everything. So he asks the Velt, so why to teach it to him in the first place? Why cause him to forget? Because he has to earn it. Fine. So why teach it to him in the first place? So don't teach him anything, it'll work for it. So again, the Mefarshim of Aviner there explains it's to give a person a natural netiyah towards Torah. So that when he learns it, it's like, oh, you know, that it connects to the neshama. There's a netiyah towards the Torah. It's not something totally new. It's not a new slate. But really, we have all the Torah in us, and when we learn, we're getting it back. So he says the same thing here. And that's why we were created together, and then they were separated, and then we get back together when we get married again. Okay, that's a under the chuppah or sheva brachas without any danger vart. Okay, Rav Ashi ikla lebe Rav Kahat amoy kahn daf tes or so or ches. We discussed in Yunabasheret, if you want to chazur that discussion. Ravashi ikla lebe Rav Kahana. Ravashi ikla Rav Kahana. Yomakama barakulu. On the first day, he made all the sheva brachas. Mikan ve'elach. Afterwards, iika panam chadashas barakulu. If the panam chadashas, he made all the sheva brachas. V'ilo afushi simcha ba'amahu. If there were no panam chadashas, they were very happy, but that was not enough to make all the sheva brachas. Mevarach shasimcha b'mono v'asher bara. He just said shasimcha b'mono in benching, and Asher Bara, the last bracha. Mishiva Ad Shloshim, that's within the first week. From day 7 to day 30 after the wedding, bein amar lahu machwas hilula u bein lo amar lahu machwas hilula, whenever he had a meal, whether he announced at the meal this get together is for the wedding or not, mevarach hasimcha b'mono, he says hasimcha b'mono for a month after the wedding automatically. Mikan ve'elech, if it was after 30 days, after 30 days, he only says Hasimcha b'mono if he announced that this was a wedding seuda. So how long? What do you mean, how long? After 30 days? So what? All the years that they're married? 25th anniversary, he's still saying Hasimcha b'mono. So Amar Rapami, Mishrei the Rabba, Shrei Yarchi Shasa. No, it's up until a year. Yud Beis Chodesh. We know Yud Beis Chodesh for Avelus. So Yud Beis Chodesh, right? It's right. Kol Shekein, Mida Tova, Meruba, Mida Peronis. So after up until 12 months, you say Shasimcha B'mono. The Ritva says, after all, there's a mitzvah of Shana Rishona. Mitzvah of Shana Rishona. So you know the first year has special halachas. So that's why that was a minhag in those days to say Shasimcha B'mono the entire year. Yud Beis Chodesh. Yeah.
We said that Shakol Baruch Mufarda is really to do with the big gathering.
Right.
So the regular Shavuot Brachos, you have 10 people, and you know, why are you saying it? And if so, why don't you say it every time 10 Jews?
Right. So Shakol Baruch Lechvodo is a good question. If Shakol Baruch Lechvodo, you can look where Rashi says it. If you look, it's like the 12th skinny line or so. Aval Shakol Baruch Lechvodo eina min haseder elu asifas ha'am haneasafim shom ligmol chesed zeicha lechasi amakom. It's not just a get together, but it's a get together, and we also remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a get together when he married Adam and Chava. That he brought all the malachim as a shushbinim. So that's why it's dafka get together related to marriage. Why don't you say it later on? The rest of the why? I mean, I guess maybe a minyan is a get together. Enough of a get together for this purpose. That's why you need a. So you need a minyan.
What's the reason for
Baruch Hadashas? Those are the two ideas we said. Either it's to give more.
Why here more than any other mitzvah?
Do you have we're going to have by Birchas Aveilum also this a concept called Panim Chadashas. So maybe because these brachos have to do with the emotions of a person. These brachas have to do with giving a person more simcha or giving a person nechama. So maybe that's why there's a concept of panim chadashos. According to the Rambam, no, it's just the chiv on the people. So it says here they used to make shasimcha b'mono up until a year. So obviously we don't pass in that way. We say only sheva brachas. But there is an interesting discussion. When's the last time you can say sheva brachas? Comes up all the time. Let's say you have a wedding Sunday, Tuesday night, especially this time of year, and the chuppah is before and the suud is afterwards, or the shmorg is before shkia and the chuppah is Wednesday one. You go by Meis Leis. When's the earliest day? So Kimat, Rova the Poskim, one has to be careful about this because you can't say extra Sheva Brachas. Can't say extra Sheva Brachas. So the Gemara, so if Hisun Kilchasa, he quotes here, when the wedding is at night, when the whole wedding is at night, then night, Tuesday night, let's say it's a winter wedding, it's a 4-5 o'clock wedding and it's already Shkia, by the time everything starts, then that counts as the next day. Tuesday night, so Wednesday is day one and you can have it through the following Tuesday. But if you have a wedding that's by day, even if the chuppah is at the end of the day, even if the suda is that night, day one already started, the day of the wedding. The day they go into the chuppah, even if most poskim say, even if they don't have the end of the chuppah until afterwards. Shubas chaimim bod yom, basuda bablailo shalachrav, maschin limra shivas mi amishta mishas ha chuppah, velo mishas ha seuda. And even if the yichud is only later, and even though the Rambam holds that yichud is the wedding, still, the post can see to say you can't from the earlier point. Savi brachas lahakel, sisa la chuppah is chilas nisuin, and therefore you only start from there. That means even if you have day 7 and you don't get the Sheva Brachas until after, you have to make sure you get to it before Shkia. Got to make sure you get to the Sheva Brachas before the day finishes on that last day of Sheva Brachas. Okay, that's when we do Sheva Brachas until. Okay. Umeikara me'emas. Yeah? Shasimcha bim'ono could you do even after the Shkia? That's not a bracha. I guess you have more flexibility. You don't have to serve as the Haka. There's no Shem Hashem. Umeikara emas, second to last skinny line. So when's the earliest? So we discussed the last time you could say Sheva Brachas. So the Gemara said, or Shasimcha b'mono. The last time the Gemara said it was all the way the whole year. Alisha Shasimcha b'mono. Umeikara emas. So when's the earliest time? Amar Pava Mechi Ramu Sa'arei Ba'asinta. When they put the barley into the liquid in order to make the beer for the wedding, meaning when the wedding preparations were underway, already then, even before the wedding itself, you could say Shasimcha b'mono if you have a get together of the meal. Eini, is this really true? We have Rav Papa Yasek La Abba Barmbrei Ubarech Mishas Erison. Rav Papa made
it, even Mishas Erison, much earlier, he made Rashi Simcha B'monim. Shani Rapapa Tavi Tarechle. Now Rapapa is different because he was already very involved in the wedding preparations, so he was able to do it. Ravina Yasakle Lebrei Beirav Chaviva, Misha Baruch Mishas Erison. Ravina, he also made it Mishas Erison. Omar Kimli Begavayo Delo Hadji Behu. Ravina made it very early, he said, oh, this Zivug, unbelievable. This is going to be a very long-lasting marriage, I'm sure of it. I'm making Mishas Simcha B'monim already now. Happened to be that they called off the wedding. So, one shouldn't, I don't know, that we had, yes, we're going to have it later on. When do we have it? Or you had yesterday, Al Tiftach Pe LaSatan. Oh, that's later on today. Okay. Let's continue. Rav Tachlifa bar Marava equal to Bavel. One time he came to Bavel. Brachshis Arichta. He made seven long brachas. He like added on up to the brachas. He made them very lengthy. Lasilcha Kabase. We don't hold that way. You shouldn't add on to the brachas. Rav Chaviva equal to Mahula. He once went to a bris. Barich Shahasimcha Bimono. He made Shahasimcha Bimono out of bris. We don't do this. Bless Hilchasa Kabase. We also don't say it out of bris. Why? Mishum de Tridi de Isflate Sara Lianuka. The Sar Lianuka, the baby is in pain. So therefore, it is inappropriate for Shasimcha B'mono to be recited by those who are there. So this line is the basis for much discussion. First of all, the Ritva here has two discussions. Shasimcha, what about, he says, number one, can an Avel go to a Sudas Bris Mila? Can an Avel go to a Sudas Bris Mila? There's no music, generally. So says the Ritva, Mikan, from our line that says Shasimcha b'mono, is said at a milah because Sar Lianuka, Diktiku Chachmei Tzarfas Achronim, Sheha Avel Mutter Leacho B'sudas Bris Mila, Delesakan Suda Simcha, Kiva Dikat Sar Lianuka. Says, ah, there are some poskim that say, go to a bris, well, it's Sar Lianuka, you know, she says Simcha b'mono, says the Ritva, Velo Mistaver. I don't agree with this though. And we paskin, right, generally, it shouldn't be involved. They can go to the milah. But not the Suda. He says, "Dinehidol kavina bircha shesimcha b'mono." B'shemi katzar liyinuka mikol makom Suda simcha mitzvahi. The al simcha kovenosa. It's still a simchas mereyus. It's still a get together. So therefore, it says, "Don't take this line so seriously that it defines the whole idea." Avoli kani sham lemitzvas mila zemutah. To go to the mila itself is okay. Shlo nesar lemitzvos elish lo yikani is lesimcha below mitzvah. Number one discussion that some get out of this, and he rejects it. Number two, do you say shesimcha b'mono at a pidyon haben? At a pidyon haben. You say somebody called me up on Thursday. Baruch Hashem, a former Talmud. So again, we're not always familiar with halachas of pidyon haben. They're so rare. So he calls me up. He says, Gamal Tov, you had a boy. Wonderful. Bris is next week. And he says, my pidyon haben. He says, Rebbe, I'm sorry. I'm not having a pidyon haben. I said, why not? Kohen Levi said, no. Kohen Levi, no. He said, no, because it falls out of Shmini Aseret. So it's Yantif. I said, so do it after Yantif. He says, yeah, you can do it on the day afterward. I said, yeah, so that's the earliest you can do it. But you do it as soon as you can. So this is a lot of time we don't realize. It's not a din in the day. Not a din of your blood. Avar yom batal karbano. No, it's from day 31 we do it, or the earliest time afterwards. So says the Ritva here, V'yesh lamein to mikan, that you say, Shasimcha b'mono at a pidyon haben. Because there is no such thing as Sar Lianuka by pidyon haben. So the quotes are of Tuvia, She'ein Lavarech, different discussions. We don't say Shasimcha b'mono at a pidyon haben. There is a discussion of Shechianu. What about Shechianu? We do say a Shechianu at a pidyon haben. Why not by a bris milah? So Minag Yerushalayim, they say a shachiyanu even by a bris milah. So what about a pidyon haben? Tosas in Bechora says, because a pidyon haben is so rare, so there's more simcha there, right? Kohen, Levi, Caesarian, girl first, there are so many reasons not to say I have a pidyon haben. So when there is one, think about how many brisim we've been to, and think about how many pidyon habens we've been to, right? It's a major disparity. So because it's so rare, that's why Tosas in Bechora says that we should say shachiyanu by a pidyon haben and not by a milah. Right, Shechianu is a different type of bracha. It's not purely for simcha, but it's a different type of bracha. The Amshel Shlomo in Bava Kamba, I think we've mentioned this before, says Zayin Lam Zayin. He quotes that what other kinds of meals deserve a Shasimcha b'mono. So what does he say? Remember what he talks about? I remember. What Siyum? Excellent. So he says Shasimcha b'mono. He says I think there's no greater sudas mitzvah than a Siyum. So you should say Shasimcha b'mono by a Siyum. He says, I think so. Mishum zeha yenir l'vrashu v'modam siyaz mesechlis. De'en l'cha simcha yosef l'ekadosh baruch hu l'simcha v'rina shal Torah. Like I started off this year today. There's no greater simcha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to see 5 hours after Slichas finished, the Beis Medrash is already full again. It's unbelievable. No greater simcha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't tell them we're all taking naps, hopefully, this afternoon. But still, halavai. Right? So, v'chein, we'll tell the kids. V'chein ha-reisi, pam achas halacha l'maisa. Says the Yamsha Shlomo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I passed in this way once. And I said, ha-simcha b'mordo at a siyam. V'nisbalbel ha-simcha b'muhumos gedolos al yidei sibos kashos. And it turned into a wild party, said the Marshal, and Vitalisi Asirchon B. And I realized that I think Siyata Deshmaya, it was because of me. Why Shavarti al Divrei Rabosai Shlashomu Meolam Davar Zeh? Says nobody ever did this, and I think it was because I changed the minug that it turned sour after I did this. But that's, at least as a Hava Mina, he says Shasimcha B'mono should be said. One other important discussion based on the Sarli Nuka line, and then we'll continue, and that is anesthesia by a bris. Anesthesia by a bris. That is a big discussion in the poskim. There is a Medrash in Lech Lecha which talks about that Avram Avinu was so happy, he mesiris nefesh that he had for the pain that he had by a bris milah. The question is that a definition that one has to have tzar liyanuka? Like here, tzar liyanuka, the pain, is that part of the definition of a milah? Or is it no, it's there, but if you could have a way out, you could have a way out. So there are those, so general anesthesia, all the poskim are against. But what about some type of local anesthesia? Sometimes they have these creams, emwa, that you put on the baby, boso mako, before the milah. So there are a number of poskim that are against it. Tzitz Eliezer is charif. Charif, even though many times he's matzdik min hagi Yisrael, he's charif based on this medrash and bashal lach lecha. No, it's part of the mesiras nefesh that we have. You can't use anesthesia. And others say Rav Avadia, I think. I'm not sure. I think Rav Avadia is also machmir. But Rav Moshe is quoted. It's not in the Shuva. I don't think maybe it's in the new ones. But Rav Talmud quotes Rav Moshe that no, nothing wrong with it. And it's even a mitzvah. You should. If we have the chance to help out the baby in this way, you should. That's like an agada to you. Mesiras nefesh is a mesiras nefesh anyway, even with the anesthesia. So one other story, I remember Dr. Abraham, the Nishmas Avram, one time a number of years ago, I think I mentioned this before also when he was here, so I asked him, what did Rav Shlomo Zalman say? He's a close Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he said he wants to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman that. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, there's nothing in Nigla that says you can't use anesthesia. Go ask so-and-so, who's the head of Chachmas HaNistar, what he says. So Dr. Abraham says, I went there, and I asked so-and-so. He didn't tell me who the so-and-so was. And he says, come back to me in a week. So he came back to him in a week and he says, I checked all the Kisvei Arizals and everything. He says, there's nothing in Nistar that says you can't use anesthesia. So Dr. Abraham says he went back to Rav Shlomo Zalman and he says, this is what he told me. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, okay, nothing in Nigla, nothing in Nistar. Okay, so that's the answer. So to be able to say nothing in Nigla is pretty amazing. But so Rav Shlomo Zalman, anyway, so that's the Machlokas HaPoskim. I want to follow their posek and follow what should be done. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, four lines for the bottom. Chasanim min haminyan vein avela min haminyan. The chasanim, the chasan himself, could count towards the minyan by the minyan you need for Sheva Brachas. But the avelim cannot count. We'll see what this is talking about. For what? By avelis. But avelim cannot count. Meisvei, why can't they count? Pnei Yeshua says, because when do you ever need a minyan? Hashras hashchina, to bring the shchina down. And ein shchina shora el mitoch atzvus. Shchina doesn't come down if you're sad. Right, the eights of one of the eights of Haris to make us sad and depressed. So an Avel can't bring the Shechina. He can't count as one of the ten. So that's why an Avel can't count, but the Chasan can count. Meisvei, is this really true? Chasan of Avelim and Aminyan. We have a brisa that says, even Avelim are min Aminyan. So the Gemara says, Masisa karam esalei derav, rav tanu upolig. He's asking a brisa on Rav. Rav's in the league of Tanaim, and therefore he's allowed to argue. Not for now. Tanaim, Amoraim, who's allowed to argue on who? I think we once had a shear on that, but again, Maker, it seems like the Gemara doesn't want Amoraim to argue on Tanaim, and therefore he says here, Rav can, because he's a Tana. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chasanim and Aminyim, and Avelim and Aminyim. Same statement of Chasanim are and Avelim are not. Meisvei, Chasanim, Avelim, and Aminyim. Bryce says Chasanim and Avelim are and Aminyim. What could the Gemara have answered? Rabbi Yochanan was a contemporary of Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Palak. The Gemara doesn't answer. So the Rishonim say, oh, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have the status of a Tana. Because the Gemara has to give a different answer here. Rav Tanu Palak. Rabbi Yochanan does not. So the Gemara says, no. Kitan Yahi Beberchas Amazin. When Rabbi Yochanan says that he could count, be mitztarif, that means for benching. He could count as part of the Zimun for benching. Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan says he cannot count, Beshura, that means in the row that you make going out of the cemetery. So the Gemara says, we're going to clarify what that means. Rabbi Yochanan said a little more descriptive. You can make the Birchas Chasanim and the Chasanim are part of the Minyan. You said before that Rabbi Yochanan, when he says Avelim are not included, are talking about in the Shura. And here he says, we're talking about the bracha. Is there a bracha in the Shura? The Gemara says, yes. Elokigam Rabbi Yochanan Berachava. In the olden days, they used to say a special Birchas Avelun when, after they left the cemetery, when we make the two rows and Avelum walk through, and we say Amakam Yenachem, there was a special bracha that they said in those days, which was only said with a minyan there, and that's what's being referred to here, that the Avelum cannot count as part of that minyan. Continuing, you make Berachas Chasanim all 7 days, and they're included in the minyan. So we say, what do you mean? So fine, it's the bracha you see in the street, but do you say that all 7 days? It says here, you say all seven that cannot be included. So Gemara says, yes. You say the Birchas Avelim in the olden days, all 7 days, Mishkachas of Panim Chadashas. As long as there were Panim Chadashas there, so Panim Chadashas is both for Birchas Chasanim and for Birchas Avelim, again, which we don't do anymore. Where do you see that Birchas Avelim are said even for all 7 days? So we're going to see it from the following story, which takes us to the next 25 lines. Kihad Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Makri Baned Reish Lakish Ave, he taught Torah Chumash to Reish Lakish's kids. Or V'Yamila Masni Braid Reish Lakish Ave, he taught Mishnayos to Reish Lakish's kids. Shachle Yinuka, one time one of his children died, this Malamid. Yoma Kamal Ozel Lagabe, so the first day Reish Lakish did not go visit him. Lamachar, Dabri Li Yehuda Bar Nachmeni Meturgamin, eh? The next day Reish Lakish takes his Meturgamon, his spokesman, and he takes him to this teacher of his children. Amarle Kum Ema Milsa Kol Kvil Yenuka. You know, say something appropriate relating to tragedies of the children. Say something appropriate. So Pasach V'Amar, so he says, Vayar Hashem Vayinatz Mikas Banavu Benosav. Hashem gets angry, Mikas Banavu Benosav, at the, and he has kas at the children. Meaning, Darsha Avos Menatzim, Lakadosh Baruch Hu, Koes Al Banei Aval Benosehem. If a generation angers Hashem, then Hashem takes his anger out on their kids. Umesim Shem Ktanim, and they die when they're young. Great Nechama, the Gemara is going to ask in a few minutes. But that was what he said. V'ika da'amri, we're going to get to what he meant. V'ika da'amri, b'acharavi, some say he was really not a child, but a young man. V'achi kamerle, and this is what he said to him. Al-kena b'achur v'yisbach Hashem, Hashem's not going to be happy with the young men. V'esisoma v'esalmanosa v'yirachim, he's not going to have rachmanis. Ki kulo chanif u'meira, they deserve it. V'chol pedover nevala, and every mouth speaks nevala, disgusting things. V'chol zos lo shav apo, v'od yadonu tuya. End of the pasuk. The Gemara just says, what does it mean? His hand is still outstretched. What is it? What is Hashem so angry about being referred to in the pasuk about the menavel piv? Amar Chanan Barav, Hakol Yodin Kala Lo Menechnas Al Chupa. Everybody knows why a kala goes into the chupa. Meaning, everybody knows that the physical relationship starts that night. That's Mefursam. Ella Kala Menavel Pivu Mosi Dvar Nevala Mi Piv. But if somebody talks about it, if somebody mentions it with their mouth, and that's considered a nivol peh. That's nivol peh. You got from this discussion. Afilu nechtam lo gzardino shel shivim shana latova. Even a gzardin of 70 good years. Nevach alav l'ra. What nivol peh could do. And this is a different type of nivol peh. This is the content of what one says. Menavo piv, saying lashon hara. It's not even, what are you even saying? You're just saying a metzias. It's true. But still, that is inappropriate to talk about. So that's what was said. That's what the Meturgamon said to this man who just lost his son. So the Gemara says, Aslan Mechumei, Tzirika Mitzarli, what's he saying? He's saying, oh, you deserve it, it's because of your sins. A terrible thing to say. So Gemara says, Hachika Amrle. No, this is what he really meant. Chashiv Atlach Fusei Adara. You are the most chashiv people of the generation. So you are getting punished because of the sins of everybody else in the generation. Kadosh Baruch Hu took you because you are the greatest tzaddikim. That's what he really meant to say. Hashem's angry at others, and he took you. Still continuing the story, we didn't get up to the punchline yet that we need. Amrle. So then Reish Lakish says, Kum Ema Milza Kanegashiv Hashakarish Barakhu. Say something about praising Hashem. So now, remember, this is day two. This is day two we're talking about. Reish Lakish didn't go the first day. So day two, he's about to ask the Meturgamon, say Shevach al Hashem, and he's also going to say, give a bracha to the Avelim. And this is day two, which is going to prove, that's the proof, that Birchas Avelim is even after day one. So give a Shevach to Hashem. Pasach V'yamar, so he got up and he said, Hakel HaGadol, Rashi says that he said this with Sheman Malchus. Baruch Ad Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. He said, "Hakel Hagadol." This is the first of the Birchas Avelim. Barov Galo Adir V'Chazak. Barov Naraos Mechayim Esim V'Mamaro. Osa Gadol Zanecheker B'Nefoz Ani Mispar. Bracha Hashem Mechayim Hamesim. So that's the first of the Birchas Avelim. You give a bracha to Hashem. Amar Leib Shlakish continues. Kum Eimem Melsa Kaneged Avelim. Okay, now say something related to the Avelim. Pazak V'Yamar Achenu Hamiyugaim Hamadukaim Ba'Avel Hazeh. You brothers who are pushed down from this Avelos to Lavavchem Lacharezos, Zosi Amedes La'an, know that this is the way of the world, Netivu Mishesi Yimei Breishis, from Sheshis Yimei Breishis, this is what happens. Interesting, Mishesi Yimei Breishis, wasn't it only because of the end, because of what Adam did, and it wasn't supposed to be death in the world? Interesting that it says, Netivu Mishesi Yimei Breishis, Rabim Shasu, Rabim Yishtu. Many have drunk from this tragedy, and many will drink. Kimishta Rishonim, Kachmishta Achronim. It happened a lot, and it's going to happen again. Achenu Bal Nechamos, Yinachim Eschem, Baruch Menachem Avelim. That's number two. Abaya, by the way, just says, Amar Abaya, Rabim Shasu Lema, Rabim Yishtu Lo Lema. What do you have to tell them it's going to happen again for? Okay, it's happened a lot. That gives them Nechama. More tragedies are going to happen? You don't have to mention that. Mishta Rishonim Lema, Mishta Achronim Lo Lema. You don't have to say more. You don't have to mention more tragedies. Why? Damar Yishlakish, Beshem Malakish, Chaitan of Mishmeid Reb Yossi, La'olam Al Yiftach Adam Piv LaSatan. Don't open your mouth to the Satan. Don't say something negative, foreshadowing, because then that concretizes it, and Rachman al-Islana might come true. Amar Reb Yossi Maikra, what's the pasuk that we see this from? Kistoma Yinu Lamar Daminu. We said in the beginning of Yeshayo, we were like stone, right in the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, we were like stone in Amora, Maya Hadule, so what is that? What does Hashem answer us? Shimu, Dvar Hashem, Katsine Stone. Listen up, Katsine Stone, meaning we said it and then we were classified as those type of people. So what, the whole Raya, why this is brought, you see all these Birchas of Elam, which we don't say anymore, it was even on day two. Let's finish up the next part. So now say something connected to Menachemin. Pasach v'yamar achinu gomli chasadim b'nei gomli chasadim. Right, you people who do gemilas chesed. Right, nicham avelim. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas Avel. Yud dalet aleph. Nicham avelim. Biker cholim. Achnasas orachim. All of that is part of the mitzvah of haflarecha kamocha, to be a gomel chesed. Hamachzikim b'vrisa shalavim avinu. Those who do like Avraham. Achinu bal hagmul yishalim lochem gemulchem. Hashem will repay you, Baruch Hashem, Mishalem Hagamul. Fine. Amar Lei, Kumim, Milsa, Kadek, Kal Yisrael. Now say something about all of Kal Yisrael. Pazak, Vyamar, Ribon, Alamin, Padeva, Hatzel, Save, Malate, Hosham, Play, Yisrael, Menadever, Umanacher, Menabizam, Menashidafon, Menayarakon, Save, Bede Yisrael from all of these plagues, Umikomini, Puranias, and Mesvakshos, Ubos, Olam, Terem, Nikra, Vatasane, Baruch, Ata, Otser, Hamagifa. Interesting. What was the order? Hashem, Avelim, Menachme Avelim, and Kal Yisrael. See, the Gemara Nedarim notes, Tachlamid Beis, that Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, if you remember back in Parshas Lech Lecha, he first gave a bracha to Avraham, Vayevarchei Vayomar Baruch Avraham Lekel Elyon, Ubaruch Kel Elyon, Asher Migin Sarecha Biyadecha. So the Gemara there darshes in Nedarim that he lost his kahuna because he first gave a bracha to Avraham, and they gave a bracha to Hashem. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, he's not mentioned again. Right, he lost the malchus, he lost the kahuna, because he first gave a bracha to Avraham and then to Hashem. We are always supposed to first be mevarech Hashem and then be mevarech Adam. That's why at a wedding we have two songs that we sing. When the first song that we sing after the chazan gets there is Mi Adir, that praising Hashem, Mi Adir al Hakol, Mi Baruch al Hakol. Right, the second bracha after the kala comes down, Mi Bon Siach. We talk about the chasun and the kala. First we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we praise Hashem. That's also why one should be makbid, Rav Schechter points this out, that when you make a l'chaim, when you're giving a l'chaim to somebody, you're making a toast, first make the shahakol and drink a little bit, and then make a l'chaim. Because first we're supposed to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you can talk all you want about the person, but first one should make the shahakol and drink a little bit, and then praise the person. Okay. Amar Ulav Amilav Masisatana. Asar calls the Digno Chacham base Avel. In the olden days, Chazal made a takana that an Avel should have 10 cups of wine. Shlosha called him Achila Kadil of Tachas Menehav, 3 before he eats, in order to open up his insides, in order to get the stomach going. Shlosha B'toch Achila Kadil Lishos Achila Shemehav, 3 during the meal to help digest. The Arbal Achra Achila, and 4 afterwards. Echa Kenegad Azon, Echa Kenegad Berchas Aretz, Echa Kenegad Boni Yerushalayim, Echa Kenegad Tov HaMeitiv. 1, Kenegad each of the brachas of benching. Hosifo Olein Arba, then they added on 4 more, 14. Echad Kenegad Chazanei Ha'ir, 1 for the Chever Kadisha, who took care of the Kvura. Echad Kenegad Parnasi Ha'ir, 1 for the people who paid for the Kvura. Echad Kenegad Beis HaMikdash, Echad Kenegad Rabbi Gamliel. Because Rabbi Gamliel, people remember Latova, as we'll see in a minute. But Echidu Ha'ishosin Mishtakrin, 14, everybody was getting drunk. That was already too much. 14 cups of wine. So, they went back to the good old days, only 10 cups of wine. guess that was a big difference. 10 and 14, they could really hold their liquor. My Rebbe Gamliel. So what do you mean for Rebbe Gamliel? What did Rebbe Gamliel do? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, we have this in Moy Katan. Barishona Haisa Hausat Hameis Kasha Lekrovav Yosher Mimisaso. In the olden days, people used to spend so much money on levayas and coffins that it was harder. The kfura was even harder than the death itself. Achayimanichin Oso Ubarchin. People used to not bury their dead. They used to just run away because they couldn't afford it. Achabar Rebbe Gamliel Vino Kalas Rosh Baatzmo. Kalos Batsmo until Rabbi Gamliel came and he was no Kalos by himself. Vahutziu b'klei pishton, and they brought him out in klei pishton. 2 days was, did he do it to a family member or did he leave it in his will about himself? Either way, he said, you know, on the at the after, you don't need to be fancy at a levaya. V'nagel kolamachar v'hozi b'chlei pishton. So that's why the whole am was very thankful to him. V'amar of papa v'ha'idna nog alma afilu b'tzrada barzuza. Now we use even a very low level tachrichin, not expensive, and therefore we give thanks to Rabbi Gamliel. That was the cup of wine. Period. Okay, we stop here. Again, we apologize in advance already that tomorrow we're only going to have 40 minutes to do the daffin this week. Subis daf tests, some yeshivas spent 5 months on, just that tomorrow's blot. Again, we will have 40 minutes to whet our appetite. Today's shiur was Zecher Nishmas Avraham Yitzchak Ben Yaakov, sponsored by the Friedman family.